Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're here today to demand freedom for Janet Vizquera. She's been imprisoned by the Trump administration for exercising her First Amendment right, free speech, and to speak out for the unjust detentions of people like her and other immigrants across this country.
Nate Cassa with the Party for Socialism and Liberation outside of Colorado ICE facility, where longtime Denver labor and immigration activist Janet Vizquera has been detained since March. ICE says Vizquera faces deportation after entering the U.S. without permission. Her supporters say there is a broad pattern of homeland security targeting political activists. Before the election, Americans said they wanted action on immigration, but a new Marist poll shows well over half of Americans say the aggressive enforcement has gone too far. The Florida Supreme Court won't revive a law criminalizing the entry of undocumented migrants into the state. That leaves in place a lower court ruling against the law. In Texas, the search continues for the missing after the worst inland flooding disaster in half a century. The governor says a special legislative session starting in 2 weeks will consider flood response. President Donald Trump hosted 5 African heads of state at the White House for a private lunch focused on commercial opportunities. The event excluded most of the continent, and Trump's comments to Liberia's president drew attention.
Such good English, such beautiful. Where did you learn to speak so beautifully? Where were you educated? Where? In Liberia.
Liberia was founded by free African Americans before the Civil War, and English is the primary official language. Wednesday, Trump also said he would impose massive tariffs on Brazilian imports in response to the prosecution of the right-wing former president. Jair Bolsonaro faces charges that he attempted to lead a coup to stay in power. The Justice Department is reviewing misconduct accusations against officials who investigated Russian election interference, including former directors of the FBI and CIA. Alaska's rural energy providers say Trump's budget cuts critical support for renewable power, leaving remote communities stuck with expensive diesel fuel. Pierre Lone Wolf with the Kotzebue Electric Association Power Co-op says their projects would have lowered bills.
That has put the kibosh on our wind project, which we are partnering with the local tribe to install 2 more 1-megawatt wind turbines and another megawatt or so of solar.
Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski supported the mega bill after securing funding for tribal whale hunters and modest renewable carve-outs. Organizers across the Dakotas and Mountain West want to help everyday people enter public service. Gwen Lackholt with the Western Organization of Resource Councils says the strategy is already paying off.
In 2024, we saw 12 seats that were flipped in the state of Montana by your very ordinary Montanan.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.